Christian ministry fights in India's Supreme Court for survival. Cholera spreads in Angola, a children's outreach responds. And a Christian aid group readies for the onslaught of this year's hurricane season in the U.S. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians in Rajasthan, India, are asking believers worldwide to pray for Hope Givers International. They'll be in the country's Supreme Court Wednesday. Hope Givers Michael Glenn.
We're appealing to the Supreme Court. The major issues we are dealing with would be the bail for Archbishop M.A. Thomas, his son, the president of Hope Givers, Dr. Samuel Thomas, and the other core issues such as the freezing of our bank account, and the operating licenses for the hospital, the schools, the orphanages.
All these issues could be restored. Glenn says many people have come to Christ, so these attacks may not be political.
There is fear on the part of Satan and all that he does, and he sees that there's been a transformation in the areas where we've had this ministry, and it's making a difference. You know, it goes beyond politics.
Sympathizers accuse radicals of abusing orphan girls and are appealing to high government leaders for help. Next, the World Health Organization says the cholera outbreak in Angola has killed over 2,000 people. With the help of a new grant, World Vision is boosting its response to fighting the epidemic. The team works closely with Angola's Ministry of Health, supplying medical supplies, safe drinking water, and bleach to control the spread of cholera in affected and vulnerable communities. As staff works to meet the physical needs, pray that their faith stands out. You're listening to Mission Network News. German troops are on their way to the Democratic Republic of Congo, where together with other European forces will police free elections scheduled for July 30th. Mission Aviation Fellowship works there. MAF's Fran DeRocher says while the nation prepares, their ministry is assisting with reconciliation efforts.
Our guys are supporting a team of Congolese pastors and folks that are really interested in reconciliation. And it's really neat to see that the number of people from different churches that have come together, and they're going from different village to different village, trying to bring reconciliation.
Damaged roads makes travel more than difficult. MAF is providing the help the Congolese need.
We get them from where they are to where they want to do the next reconciliation meeting. Our guys are as well are trying to connect with them, the Jesus Film Ministry. And so while they're doing the reconciliation meetings, they can also show the Jesus Film.
The main need now is for another airplane to help with the workload. Meanwhile, Mississippi's hard-hit Hancock County area is readying for another hurricane season in the U.S. International Aid's Dean Agee says that they're ready, too. They've moved out of emergency and launched restorative work.
We moved from that phase to setting up a volunteer center that would provide housing, meals, and accommodations for volunteers that would want to come down and help in the rebuilding effort. We're through the summer running about 300 people from church groups and other groups through the volunteer center.
At a time when Katrina survivors are still struggling, Agee notes the timing of their assistance.
Hancock County, where we're working, is an area that was relatively unchurched, and we are working with local churches to do the rebuilding effort. As a good friend of ours who lives down there says, you know, it's really the church groups and the volunteers that are doing the rebuilding.
And Life Action Ministries is gearing up for work with their new children's ministry team. In just 2 weeks, team members, teachers, and all returning team members arrive to begin the leadership and staff training. Pray that God will bless their preparation for ministry and unify the teams in purpose and vision. The children's clubs are a vital part of the overall outreach. Their content is tailored specifically to children in order for them to be able to apply spiritual truth in their own lives. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is celebrating our 15th anniversary. What better way to do that than by giving away a free short-term mission trip? It's a Buckner Orphan Care International Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Register to win by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.